Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Mani Mani Rabbi Avram Goldar and today Mazekas Bab Metzia Daf Samach, the end of the fourth parak Hazav and the beginning of the fifth parak Ezu Neshach. These parakim have been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on are one. The next Mishnah states, Ein Ma'arvim Peros B'Peros. Sellers may not mix produce from one field into produce from another field when selling a produce from the second field, even if both grains are equally new. And he certainly cannot mix new grain into old grain from a purchase of old grain, which produces more flour. One may mix strong wine into mild wine, where mild wine is being purchased, because the strong wine improves it. Sellers cannot mix sediment of wine into wine, but one may mix in its own sediment. Rav Nachman says the permit to mix strong wine into mild wine is only benagitos, during the wine production season, where they ferment together, but mixing afterwards is prohibited, because blending independently fermented wines is detrimental. The Gemara adds that sellers currently blend wines even after the wine production season, and Rav Papa says because buyers know of it and agree. Alternatively, it follows Rabbi Acha's opinion, who permits mixing foods, b'davar hanitam, with something tasted by the buyer before purchase, because he'll detect it. Pointing to the next mission, Rav Yudah says, Lo yachal kachen v'nikolayos ve'agozim li'tinokos. A storekeeper may not distribute toasted grain or nuts to the children, because he accustoms them to come to him. The Chamim permit it, which the Gemara explains is because the other storekeepers can offer other treats such as figs. The Tana Kama says one may not lower the price of his goods below the market price because people only buy from him, but the Chamim say, Zachu Latov, he's remembered for good, which the Gemara explains because the wholesalers will follow his lead and lower their prices as well. Abba Shaul says one may not sift crushed beans to remove the refuse because their improved appearance enables him to raise the price beyond the value of their removal. The Chamim permitted, which the Gemara explains, is based on Rabbi Acha, who permits improving merchandise's appearance, b'davar hanira, through something visible, which the buyer realizes. However, they agree he may not sift only from the opening of the bin, giving the false impression that the whole bin is sifted, she'eno el kagonav ha'ayin, because this does nothing but deceives the buyer's eye. And point number three, the fifth parak begins, Ezu Neshach. What's the case of Neshach, literally biting, implying the borrower's loss, Ezu Tarbis, and what is the case of Tarbis, from the word increase, implying the lender's profit? If one lends a seller 4 dinarim to be repaid 5 dinarim, or lends 2 sa of wheat to be paid 3, these loans are forbidden as neshech mifneshu noshech, because he bites the borrower to pay more than he borrowed. The Mishnah describes Tarbis as a case of putting down money to purchase produce to be given later, which the Gemara will explain on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. This ribbis is only rabbinically prohibited, and the Gemara says that because the Mishnah did not give a case of biblical ribbis through a loan, but called the rice of the neshech with Tarbis chadamilsi. This implies that biblically Neshech and Tarbis are one thing, and there is no case of one without the other, and the Mishnah's first case constitutes Tarbis as well as Neshech. Rav eventually concludes that the Torah only divided them into two terms, Lavor Labishne Lavin, so one should be liable for violating two prohibitions for these two concepts. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Ein Ma'arvim Peros B'Peros. Sellers may not mix produce from one field into produce from another field when selling him produce from the second field, even if both grains are equally new, and he certainly cannot mix new grain into old grain for a purchase of old grain, which produces more flour. One may mix strong wine into mild wine, where mild wine is being purchased, because the strong wine improves it. Sellers cannot mix sediment of wine into wine, but one may mix in its own sediment. Rav Nachman says the permit to mix strong wine into mild wine is only benagitos, during the wine production season, where they ferment together, but mixing afterwards is prohibited because blending independently fermented wines is detrimental. The Gemara adds that sellers currently blend wines even after the wine production season, and Rav Papa says because buyers know of it and agree. Alternatively, it follows Rabbi Acha's opinion, who permits mixing foods, b'davar hanitam, with something tasted by the buyer before purchase, because he'll detect it. Pointing to the next mission, Rav Yudah says, Lo yachal kachen v'nikolayos ve'agozim li'tinokos. A storekeeper may not distribute toasted grain or nuts to the children, because he accustoms them to come to him. The Chamim permit it, which the Gemara explains is because the other storekeepers can offer other treats such as figs. The Tana Kama says one may not lower the price of his goods below the market price because people only buy from him, but the Chamim say, Zachu Latov, he's remembered for good, which the Gemara explains because the wholesalers will follow his lead and lower their prices as well. Abba Shaul says one may not sift crushed beans to remove the refuse because their improved appearance enables him to raise the price beyond the value of their removal. The Chamim permitted, which the Gemara explains is based on Rabbi Acha, who permits improving merchandise's appearance, b'davar hanira, through something visible, which the buyer realizes. However, they agree he may not sift only from the opening of the bin, giving the false impression that the whole bin is sifted, she'eno el kagonav ha'ayin, because this does nothing but deceives the buyer's eye. And point number 3, the fifth parak begins, Ezu Neshach. What's the case of Neshach, literally biting, implying the borrower's loss, Ezu Tarbis? And what is the case of Tarbis from the word increase, implying the lender's profit? If one lends a seller 4 dinarim to be repaid 5 dinarim, or lends 2 saw of wheat to be paid 3, these loans are forbidden as Neshach Mifneshu Noshech, because he bites the borrower to pay more than he borrowed. The Mishnah describes Tarbis as a case of putting down money to purchase produce to be given later, which the Gemara will explain on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. This ribbis is only rabbinically prohibited, and the Gemara says that because the Mishnah did not give a case of biblical ribbis through a loan, but called the Raisa the Neshach with Tarbis Chada Milsi. This implies that biblically Neshach and Tarbis are one thing, and there is no case of one without the other, and the Mishnah's first case constitutes Tarbis as well as Neshach. Rav eventually concludes that the Torah only divided them into two terms, Lavor Labishne Lavin, so one should be liable for violating two prohibitions for these two concepts. Alright, so now we get our Siman Daf Samach, and this Siman was suggested to us by Ali Tabari from Dallas, as well as Joe Mann from New Jersey. They both suggest that Samach is a smiley face, and we use smiley face stickers as the Siman. So here goes. The happy storekeeper who used different colored smiley face stickers to remember not to mix new grain into old grain, and mild wine into strong wine, and put stickers on the nut packages to encourage children to come, had two big red frowning Neshach and Tarbi stickers pasted to a shop where a man lent money with interest. Once again, in slow motion. The happy storekeeper who used different colored smiley face stickers, that must mean we're on Daf Samach. The happy storekeeper who used different colored smiley face stickers to remember not to mix new grain into old grain and mild wine into strong wine, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ein ma'arvin peros b'peros, sellers may not mix produce from one field into produce from another field when selling in produce on the second field, even if both grains are equally new, and he certainly cannot mix new grain into old grain for a purchase of old grain, which produces more flour. One may mix strong wine into mild wine where mild wine has been purchased, because the strong wine improves it. So, the happy storekeeper who used different colored smiley face stickers to remember not to mix new grain into old grain and mild wine into strong wine, and put stickers on the nut packages to encourage children to come, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Oyechal kachen v'nikolayus v'agozim v'tinokos." A storekeeper may not distribute toasted grain or nuts to the children, mifnei shu margilin lavoitz, because he accustoms them to come to him. The coming permitted, which the Gemara explains, is because the other storekeepers can offer other treats, such as figs. So the happy storekeeper who used different colored smiley face stickers to remember not to mix new grain into old grain and mild wine into strong wine, and put stickers on the nut packages to encourage children to come, had two big red frowning Neshach and Tarbi stickers pasted to a shop where a man lent money with interest. Which reminds, the Gemara concludes that the rice and Neshach and Tarbi is chada milsihi, and Rava says that the Torah only divided them into two terms, lavor labishne lavin, so that one should be liable for violating two prohibitions for these two concepts. So once again, the happy storekeeper who used different colored smiley face stickers to remember not to mix new grain into old grain and mild wine into strong wine, and put stickers on the nut packages to encourage children to come, had two big red frowning Neshach and Tarbi stickers pasted to a shop where a man lent money with interest. All right, so now it's time for 4 Bra Bach Hazar. Daf Nun Vav. So the Simmer Daf Nun Vav is a shusher in shul going, nu nu, nu nu. So here goes. The shusher in shul, that must be on Daf Nun Vav. Nu nu. The shusher in shul who was on his way home to take maaser on a round challah he bought from an Amard's baker for the twisted challah he bought the day before, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses taking maaser on bread purchased from a nachno made in different shapes. So the shusher in shul who was on his way home to take maaser on a round challah he bought from an Amard's baker for the twisted challah he bought the day before walked past the not subject to ohuna display featuring an Evid Shtar land and Hekdesh, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Eil Dvarim She'ein Lahem Ohuna, these are the things which are not subject to ohuna, slave, shtaros, land, and Hekdesh. So the shusher in shul who was on his way home to take maaser on a round challah he bought from an Amard's baker for the twisted challah he bought the day before walked past the not subject to ohuna display featuring an Evid Shtar land and Hekdesh, and shushed a man who was complaining that he was overcharged on the wheat kernels planted in the ground he bought that had not yet taken root. Which reminds us, Rava asked regarding wheat kernels which one planted in the ground, what's the halacha if they were sold before taking root? Are they as if they were thrown into a container and still considered metaltlin and therefore subject to ona? Or do we say he subordinate them to the land and they're excluded from ona like land? Daf Nun Zayin. So the Siman Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, and we use a puppet with a long nose. So here goes. The man in the Pinocchio caution, Pinocchio, that must be on Daf Nun Zayin. nose. The man in the Pinocchio costume, who was Mavato's purchase of Hagdish wood, he wanted for making a puppet when he realized he paid more than a six, which reminds us Rabbi Ami was quoted as asking, Ona ein lehem. The Mishnah taught that certain categories are not subject to Ona. Bitul mekoch yesh lehem or ein lehem. Are they subject to the law avoiding the sale for a discrepancy greater than a six or not? He was later quoted as having concluded that they are subject to bitul mekoch. Rabbi Yochanan ruled similarly, but Amoraim argued about which category he was discussing. Rabbi Yonah said a hekdeshos, he was speaking about hekdesh, and Rabbi Yirmiyah said a karkos, he was speaking about land. So the man in the Pinocchio costume, who was Mavato's purchase of hekdesh wood he wanted for making a puppet, when he realized he paid more than a six, who was then told he had to make up the difference when he was mechal his prized cow, which got blemished, onto an inferior cow with a long nose, which reminds us, a Mishnah teaches that if someone is mechal a hekdesh animal, which is blemished and invalid as a carbon, with an animal of lesser value, it becomes chulun, but he must make up its full value. Rabbi Yochanan says the chilul is biblically effective and he must make up the difference rabbinically. Reish Lakish says he is biblically required to make up the difference. So the man in the Pinocchio costume, who was Mavato's purchase of hektish wood he wanted for making a puppet, when he realized he paid more than a six, who was then told he had to make up the difference when he was mechal his prized cow, which got blemished onto an inferior cow with a long nose, was on his way to do a puppet show called Ribbis does not apply to hektish, which reminds us, a braisa taught that the prohibition of ribbis, interest, does not apply to hektish. The Gemara wonders what the case is. Rav Hoshaya explained, the cases where someone agreed to supply fine flour to the mikdash at a price of 4 saw per sella before a market price was established, and the price went up to 3 saw per sella, giving the impression that the buyer, meaning hektish, received a better price for its advance payment. This is prohibited for ordinary people, but permitted for hektish. Daf Nun Ches. So the Zimmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. The Baal Tshuva Shliach, who was upset when he lost the shkolim he was transporting, when he stopped to visit a zoo, that must be on Daf Nun Ches, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. The Baal Tshuva Shliach, who was upset when he lost the shkolim he was transporting, when he stopped to visit a zoo and realized that now he would be required to take a shvu that he wasn't negligent, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the din is when the shkolim are sent with shluchim and are then lost or stolen, and the difference if they're lost before the Trumas Alishka or afterwards. So the Baal Tshuva Shliach, who was upset when he lost the shkolim he was transporting, when he stopped to visit a zoo and realized that now he would be required to take a shvu that he wasn't negligent, was taken aback when the zoo veterinarian who recognized him and said, hey, remember your past deeds. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Keshem she'ona b'mekoch memkar, just as there's ona in buying and selling, kach ona b'dvarim, so too there's ona with words. The Mishnah gives several illustrations. One should not ask a merchant for an item's price if he has no intention to buy it. And one should not tell about tshuva, zuchor ma'asecha rishonim, remember your past deeds. So the Baal Tshuva Shliach, who was upset when he lost the shkolim he was transporting, when he stopped to visit a zoo and realized that now he would be required to take a shvu that he wasn't negligent, was taken aback when the zoo veterinarian who recognized him and said, hey, remember your past deeds, was rebuked by Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who said, Onas Dvarim is worse than Onas Mamon, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan quote Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Gadol Onas Dvarim Onas Mamon. Verbal wronging is a greater sin than monetary wronging, because the Torah writes V'yareis me'al kalcho concerning the former and not the latter. Rabbi Elazar says that Onas Dvarim is worse because it harms the person's self and the other only harms his money. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani says that monetary ona is nitan l'hishavon, subject to possible repayment, but Onas Dvarim cannot be undone. Daf Nun Tes. So the Simur Daf Nun Tes is a knight. So here goes. The knight, that must be on Daf Nun Tes. The knight who came home after being embarrassed in public for wearing his armor out in the street, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said, Nokul Admish Yabu al Safak Eshes Ish is better for a person that he had relations with someone who is possibly married, while Yabim Pnei Chavero Barabim, rather than shame his fellow in public. A similar statement, Nokul Admish Yabu Atzmo Kivshin Eish, it's better for a person that he fling himself into a fiery furnace, while Yabim Pnei Chavero Barabim, rather than embarrass his fellow in public. This can be demonstrated from Tamar, who is willing to be executed by burning rather than shame Yehuda in public. So, the knight who came home after being embarrassed in public for wearing his armor out in the street spoke harshly to his wife, who easily started to cry, which reminds us, Rav said, Lo'olam yehi adam zahir ba'onas ishto, a person must always be careful about offending his wife, shematosha dimasa matsuya onasa krova, because since her tears come easily, the punishment for offending her is close by to come. Later, Rabbi Chelbo said, Lo mi ha'adam zar b'kvod ishto. A person must always be careful about his wife's honor. She'ein brach mitzui b'tok beiso sh'adam el b'shvil ishto, because brach is only found in a person's house because of his wife. As the pasuk says, Avram hitiv ba'avura, and he treated Avram well because of Sarah. And the Marsha explains, the pasuk is darshan to refer to Kosh Baruch Hu. So the knight who came home after being embarrassed in public for wearing his armor out in the street, spoke harshly to his wife, who easily started to cry. When he asked her how a carob tree landed in their oven next to a caved-in wall, and why a stream was flowing backwards through their kitchen, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the story of the Tanur Shel Achnai, with Rabbi Yezer attempting to prove that the halacha goes according to him, using a carob tree, a stream flowing backwards, walls caving in, and a baskol. And Rabbi Yeshua's response of, Lo b'shamayim hi. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we have a mission that lists 5 laws that relate to a chomesh? That's on daf Nunhei. Good. Number 2. Which daf do when one may not mix new grain into old grain to deceive buyers? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number 3. Which daf do when a person should be careful not to offend his wife, for women easily cry? That's on daf Nuntas. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have machlokas whether hektish or karka are subject to bitul mekach, voiding the sale for a discrepancy greater than a sixth? That's on daf Nunzayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we know that onas dvarim is worse than onas mamon? That's on daf Nunches. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we machlokas if a storekeeper can distribute nuts to children to accustom them to come to the shop? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you have examples of Onaz Dvarim, such as reminding a Baal Tshuva of his past? That's on daf Nunches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you have the Neshech and Tarbis or Chadim Milsim Midaraisa? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you have is better to jump into a fiery furnace than embarrass someone in public? That's on daf Nunches. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you have the mice with Beliezer and the Tanur Shachnai? That's on daf Nuntas. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.